Hello and welcome to the Astrology Oddcast. Here we are looking briefly at the week commencing the 9th of August. I'm going to do a little short one. So looking ahead, we have the moon in Taurus to begin with and Venus squares Uranus that day. I've kind of already talked about that last week. So surprises, look at the thread, look at the blog on my website with all the dates. And is there a theme playing out? I remember when Venus met Uranus the first time, I got some really interesting news. I remember thinking, I'm very curious to see what happens now. Because, okay, so when was it? I shall tell you. It was like the fourth Venus was square to Uranus. Second, Venus at 21, Uranus at 21. Yeah, it was a weekend, 1st of 2nd of July. So there's a story playing out and you might want to look at what that means for you. The moon will move into Gemini and it will chat, but will square Saturn. Pretty stressful. Can be. What are you talking about? What are you gossiping? Where is your mind going? Are you focused? And Mercury squares Jupiter. That's cool. I think anybody born around the 4th, 5th or 6th of January, May or September could be very productive. Or if you have planets around 15 degrees of the earth signs, Wednesday, the 9th of August looks great. So this week, I'm just going to go through the lunar aspects and talk about the new moon, because the new moon is kind of the big one, and so the sun square Uranus as well. So it's all feeding into this fixed sky that is smashing up. Unpredictability, the thing you cannot know, the unseen thing around the corner. Getting my phone nicked and moving house have both woken me up, snapped me out of the mundane where I was. It's just like having a cup of ice cold water thrown over you, like wake up. So again, anybody with planets at around 20 degrees of the fix, 23 degrees of the fix, 22 degrees of the fix, wake up. It's not relaxing. It's very exciting if you want it to be exciting. And a lot of how you perceive now is perspective. So we've got to keep perspective. And again, if you're learning to predict, if you're learning to read, when I was writing the content for Learn to Predict, a lot of it has been, how do you reframe to people that they want to know this stuff? What are the benefits of knowing? What are the benefits of knowing you've got a Uranus transit? In knowing that you have to be able to reframe everything, in being able to, and are you gaslighting yourself if you want to frame it that way? Depends how far you're taking it. Is it just mindset? Is mindset gaslighting yourself? No, it's mindset. It's having a positive mindset. It's putting everything in its place. It's being able to detach and be rational. It's being able to focus on the good and less of the bad. So it depends. It's semantics. And so much of that depends on how we're feeling, what we're eating, hormones, grief, phases of life, outer transits, the people around, the cycle we're in. Are we up? Are we down? There's so much that depends on how we perceive everything. But there is a lot of waking up going on, and ripple effects. What we see out there is interesting, because it's always a manifestation. The news, I don't watch it. But looking at the headlines, looking at what's going on for celebrities is curious, because it is telling us something about the moment. So with the moon in Gemini all day Thursday, I like it. It's very nice. Square to Mars, but that's okay. Moon square Mars. Yeah, you're going to be active. They're both immutable signs. It's more just like fastidiousness and very, very busy, very busy day. Thursday the 10th, I think. A lot of communication, a lot of back and forth, a lot of here and there. Sextile Chiron, sextile Venus, harmonious, healing, good profound conversation potentially on the 10th of August. 11th of August, bit trickier, I'd say, as the moon gets to the end of Gemini. She's in square to Neptune, so a bit confusing, awkward aspect to Pluto, and also Mars is an awkward aspect to Chiron. That feels a bit more sensitive, just awareness of you being sensitive and other people being sensitive, perhaps on the 11th, and it's an 11. People are always sensitive on 11s. 12th, We have the moon in Cancer, trine to Saturn in Pisces. So anybody with planets in early Scorpio, about 6 degrees, 5 degrees, 4 degrees of the water, that's a lovely day for you. With the sun in Leo, trine Chiron in Aries. Not sure how I feel about that. Chiron is the wounded healer. We've got a trine, should be harmonious, but also that means we are easily able to access the wound, whatever your wound is. Could be raw, but that could facilitate a level of acceptance for yourself and compassion for others. Moon in Cancer sextile, Jupiter in Taurus. Very nice. But that's late. So it's probably, you know, early morning on the 13th. And the 13th is a big day because that is the Kazimi. That is when Venus retrograde, it meets the sun exactly. And we call it a Kazimi. Some people say it's only possible when retrograde planet, because the planets are so close together that we literally have, Venus is so close to the sun on the 13th that actually, instead of being a confused, messy Venus retrograde, we get this empowered phoenix of like light and insight and magic and meow, like a beam up of Venus's values straight into the heart of the sun. So there's something powerful there. I always make time for journaling on a Kazimi. I find it amazing, the clarity of thought and how much I can shift and assess and sift through under this aspect. So that's basically Venus, and that we can't see Venus at the minute. She's so close to the sun, there's not a chance. You know, look at the sun. Good luck seeing anything next to it. You can't, it's too bright. Unless it's an occultation. Which I did see. Did I see an occultation of Mercury or Venus a couple of years ago? You know, we went with our telescopes and put special foil on the front of the telescope, and you could see this little dot, which was either Mercury or Venus, moving in front of the sun. It's like an eclipse, but not an eclipse. An eclipse is when, like, the miracle of the planets being the same size relatively. Like, the miracle of the moon being the same size as the sun is mad, isn't it? So nuts. Anyway, that's that. I'm like, what is that? Why is that? You know, loads of people say the moon's fake. Have you ever heard that? People think the moon's fake. I don't think the moon's fake. I'm taught that moon used to be part of Earth, and it like pulled out by some kind of gravitational force, and the lunar energies, like they came from the Earth, like a deposit of, and blobbed out into the Earth's orbit and taking with it that level of consciousness, lunar consciousness, which is sensitive, spiritual, the hidden. And then the moon has beings on the dark side of the moon, are some dodgy beings apparently, which is why eclipses are dangerous, because these dodgy beings can get to the Earth. So that's why tribes people like dance and stamp and do all the like stuff to keep all the dark energy away at the eclipse, which is why some people like don't charge your crystals at the eclipse. But by the same token, there is still a power that, you know, that's one element of it. Nothing is, it's like when you break up with someone, you have 10 reasons to break up with them, but you still probably have 5 reasons you love them. It's, I remember when I was 19, mum having to explain that to me. It's never crystal clear. Nothing's clear. Nothing is singular, really. So like the eclipse, yes, it has some dodgy aspects. It has some unseen danger. There's a lot of death that eclipses. There's a lot of endings, but also there's a lot of magic. There's a lot of power. There's lots of initiation. There's lots of resetting an eclipse. So it depends what you're doing, what's going on for you, what it's aspecting in your chart, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So I'm still on the 13th and the moon is in Cancer, which is nice. The moon is in domicile in Cancer. She's making harmonious aspects to Jupiter and Mercury and Mars and Uranus and Neptune. The only dodgy aspect is Chiron, which, when you consider that we've got the sun trine Chiron and the moon square to Chiron, there is something about that weekend, 12th and 13th, that does call us to address our blind spot, our pain. And I'm going to say what I said last week, what you see in me is a reflection of you. 14th, moon still in Cancer, forming those nice aspects. And then she moves to Leo. Venus trines Chiron, also 14th. Mm-hmm. Those of you with Chiron at about, where is Chiron? Let's look. 19 last time I checked. Yeah, so Chiron's still at 19. So if you've got anything at 19 degrees of fire signs or thereabouts, 19 degrees of the cardinals, which, by the way, is a financial degree. 19 degrees Libra is a, like, financial everything goes to shit degree. So Chiron opposite, don't know what that means. Are we healing the financial issues? Are we perpetuating them? It's 3:33 as I speak. Don't know what that means. Take from that what you will. So yeah, with Chiron, it's just accepting, wounding, discussing, tolerating, feeling, sitting with instead of avoiding. That would be my perspective. 15th of August, Sun square Uranus, Moon square Jupiter, Moon in Leo, conjunct Venus in Leo. Interesting. So that's a fixed sky, Moon in fixed, Jupiter in fixed, Venus in fixed, Uranus in fixed, Sun in fixed. Fixed. Fixed is stubborn, fixed doesn't like change, fixed in challenging aspects, as we had an emergency. I don't know if you heard the siren. Square, that there is some kind of tension. It's creative, as discussed previously when I was talking about Venus and Jupiter, but it's not just creative. It is about using your inner restlessness and doing something productive with it, that because there will be inner restlessness, and it could easily be blamed on other people, or you, if you get stuck in a way of thinking about things, it could end up not pretty. And we are the day before a new moon. I wonder how emotional that people are going to be before this new moon. Sometimes new moons can make people emotional. Sometimes, you know, sometimes a new moon is sleepy, and sometimes a full moon is exciting. But also, we've had a full moon conjunct Neptune that was very, very sleepy. And this is a new moon square to Uranus, which is an electric planet, which doesn't speak to relaxation to me at all. So all the normal new moon rituals and new moon vibes, like relax, go in. Someone's spiked your drink, babe. That's how it feels. It's just, you know, someone gave you a herbal drink. I remember this happened to me. A rose tea. Have a rose tea. Oh, by the way, it's rose green tea, you dick. It's now 4 a.m. and I'm wide awake because I had two of you rose teas that were rose green teas. They were caffeinated. It's like that. So new moon Wednesday, the 16th of August. Incredibly productive. It's incredibly productive. It's incredible. Yeah. And hopefully I'm going to be doing an event in the Maldives. I've asked them if I can do a new moon event when I'm there, but nothing organized as of yet. But also when I wrote the blurb for it, I'm a bit like, probably don't want to go to this honeymoon family holiday destination and be like, you want to change your family? You've had enough. You're breaking away. You're longing for freedom. Everybody's driving you mad. Because that's kind of new moon square to Uranus. You want to break free. You want to get out. You're gunning for change. But if I've got to reframe it, or frame it within a context of people on holiday with their loved ones, is how can you find more freedom within your choices, within yourself, more authenticity? If you're just honest, sometimes it's scary because you don't know how people are going to meet that. Even with the best of intentions. You don't want to be controlling. You don't want to be manipulative. You don't want to do this. Don't want to do that. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. And people are always going to see you from their projection. It's just the challenge of life, isn't it? But there is something in how can you at least commit to yourself that you're going to be more authentic? Do you even know who you are? I mean, it's very easy to not know who you are because we live in a system. We go to school. I'm speaking to middle class here, but within whatever sector of society, if you want to sector it, or whatever country, you know, I'm speaking to English people, I guess, cause it's all I know. But we still live within a system of school and a bit of time off and maybe a bit more school and then a job and then a job and then a holiday and then a boyfriend and then another one and then a girlfriend and then a marriage and then a baby, or maybe not, but some kind of progression of life. Ding, 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 ding. And we all live within this. Even the biggest rebels on the planet are living within a system. the system, the TV, the radio. There's certain things that go unchallenged, which hadn't, like I've said before, didn't occur to me till 2021. Like, whoa, who the fuck put the royal family in place? Who put the government in place? This isn't part of nature. This is man-made stuff that we've just always accepted as okay. Who's, you know, and some of these rules make sense. Not speeding in outside of school makes sense. But whoever's like these fucking things, I just think all the time, Uranus, you know, Uranus rules technology, AI, Pluto rules Aquarius. Soon there's just going to be cameras everywhere. You won't be able to speed at all. Maybe you think that's good. I think it's annoying. Just a little bit of speeding. You know, when there's cameras everywhere, God. Total surveillance. What do we think to that? So, yeah, authenticity, breaking away. So Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is the planet of plants and trees and nature. How are we interacting with that? How are you interacting with that? I'm going to delete my Deliveroo app. I'm going to delete my subscription to Deliveroo, obviously, whilst I'm away. I really, really would love personally to use this new moon, this experience of being away whilst because I'm away now. I'm pre-recording this just because it's raining. Felt like I could. To change. I already have. I've already started changing the way I eat, the way I look after myself. I made these date almond butter, flaked almond, protein powder dipped in dark chocolate balls. And they were I made them on the Sunday and kept them in the fridge, and I didn't buy any chocolate all week because it was so satisfying. And I felt so much better without, because normally I can like, I'll buy some Galaxy that's on offer and just eat a lot in about a second. I'm insatiable when it comes to chocolate. Unless, I guess maybe you just need the quality stuff, but the quality stuff then keeps me awake. But maybe it's just the planets keeping me awake. I don't know. Nobody knows anything. It's so exhausting. It's exhausting. I'm looking forward to a break from this. A break from, well, though I'm working as an astrologer, but it's different. It's not going to be newsletters and community. It's me off just doing one-to-one stuff, barefoot. It's very different. So, yeah, break away. Do something different. You don't know what you don't know. Push yourself out your comfort zone. Just stop, honestly. No one wants to hear it anymore. You're not going to change it, shut up. Or change it. I think fixed energy is non-negotiable. We've got Mars in Virgo, which is negotiable. We've got Mars trine Uranus, exact, on the day of the new moon, just 4 hours afterwards. So again, that meticulous Virgo energy, meticulously cutting and threading and finishing. And then the moon moves into Virgo, obviously, after she's left Leo. So the moon's in Virgo 12 hours after the new moon. So we're going from big creative ideas that feel overwhelming and everyone feels very emotional and we need change and we can't live like this anymore, to becoming more rational, more pragmatic, more like, okay, well, this is how you feel, but these are our options. And there's something around, you know, set your attentions, do them straight away, sit with it for a day, just allow yourself to have fun that day, throw everything up in the air, see what lands on Thursday. That would be my take on that. So this was a quick look at the week of the 9th of August, 2023, to the 16th, to the new moon. This has been Francesca Odd, the Astrology Oddcast, and I will see you next time.